This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. With us in the studio this morning, we have
is
Mr.
a guy
is
with
a
shirt.
Guy. I believe you're Keith Clark, am I right?
You're right.
Holy moly, that'll never happen again.
And he's here to talk about verifying fuel type, because apparently he can't figure out what gas he's put in his car.
I don't know what gas I put in my car either. We're talking about aircraft misfueling.
Oh, why would we do that?
Kind of important.
Yes, much more important than we would believe.
Yeah, we have gravity, you know.
That's true.
We pull over on the side of the road.
When
mistakes are made in the air, airplanes have to make an emergency landing.
So, it's a little harder to pull over, is what that's what you're saying?
Yeah, gravity has a thing about bringing back reality real quick.
Yeah. How many missed fuel incidents on a year on average?
A near miss happens every day, because every day a pilot comes into an FBO and says, top it off, fill it up. I just talked to some pilots a few minutes ago and said, hey, I'm in an FBO. Tell me what you're going to need. And he goes, fill it up. And if you don't communicate, we have a problem, because then the pilot doesn't communicate. The FBO says, okay, and a mistake is started. A mistake, you know. So we have to communicate. And I've researched a lot of the misfuelings over the last 4 or 5 years. And one thing in common is pilots said, top it off, fill it up. They didn't communicate fuel type. And the FBO said, okay. They thought they knew what kind of fuel, but it was a mistake. And some of the pilots even signed a credit card receipt that said jet fuel because they never looked at it.
You're right.
So in other words, what you're saying is, if you're going to say fill it up or top it off, specify the fuel. Hey, fill it up with 100 low lead.
First thing, 100 low lead, jet A with fizzy, and then say top it off, fill it up. You have to communicate. You know, most people don't listen very well. Most people don't communicate very well either, and that's why we have mistakes in the industry. And it starts with the pilot. Bob Hoover, May 25th, 1978, misfueled. Breakdown in communication and verification. And we would have lost Bob that day if he wouldn't have been the greatest pilot ever. He landed in a ravine. There was two people on board. And it could have been tragic. And just imagine if we would have lost him on May 25th, 1978.
Yeah.
That
would have been very bad.
On a simple breakdown in communication and verification.
So I guess the pilots know what their airplane takes, but they don't realize that that fuel guy may fuel 27 airplanes that day, and they're all different.
Exactly. And keep in mind, we got pilots that fly both jet aircraft and piston aircraft. We've had pilots tell me, I've made that mistake. Think about how many people have a diesel truck and a gasoline car.
Yep.
That were on the ground.
Yep.
Nobody gets hurt.
Yep. So, it still costs money if you make a mistake.
Yep. And that's why we created the campaign called Save a Life, Verify Fuel Type. And we gave it to the industry. You know, we give out stickers for airports and trying to bring awareness. We created the triangle, which says it takes three, the pilot, the FBO, and the aircraft, to communicate. The pilot and the FBO, they can talk. The aircraft communicates by the placard on the wings. That's the three keys to success.
Yeah, but how many, especially older GA airplanes, how many have stickers on the wing that says 100 low lead? Not that many.
Well, a lot of them have some of them on there, but they're in such bad shape because nobody updates them. They should be checked every year, and a good placard should be put on there.
Okay.
Well, that is key because, you know, obviously you can't run a piston engine on Jet A. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And Bob Hoover proved that.
Yeah. And now we got diesel compression engines that take jet fuel.
Right.
And you can't run a diesel compression engine on Avgas 100 low lead.
No.
You'll blow it up.
Yep. So the same thing. So everybody thinks, well, the nozzle's going to save us. It's a tool, but it's not going to save us. Communication, verification. Working together is what saves us.
And I guess with the experimentals, you never know what engine's in there.
Yep. You know, and, you know, one of the things we created this year, because we've been working on this campaign for the last 5 years, bringing the awareness to pilots. You know, we focused on FBOs forever, but it's bigger than FBOs. It's the pilot. So that's why we come to AirVenture and Sun and Fun, try to bring awareness to talk to pilots. We worked with the Bob Hoover Legacy Foundation, and we were able to use Bob Hoover's picture on our T-shirts this year. And we have a T-shirt that says, Bob says, verify fuel type, save a life. On the back, we have the Aero Commander. And a quote, not a man alive that hasn't made a mistake. That's exactly what Bob said on May 25th, 1978, when he talked to the young man at the FBO. And he said, we're going to fix this. We're going to work. And that's where they came out with the duckbill nozzle. But it's only part fixing it.
Right.
We still continue to have mistakes because communication. And we got a lot of aircraft that are being converted. So we have to work together, and we have to continue to work. We're never going to stop.
Yeah, and you're starting to see more and more diesel engines for aircraft. So like you said, that Cessna might have a diesel in it. You don't know.
You're going to see a lot more as unleaded 100 low lead goes away.
Right.
You're going to see a lot of these aircraft get converted. And now we have these new unleaded products coming out that aren't compatible with each other. So now we have another whole issue. We don't have a history. So we have to work together. And that's why communication and verification. Because right now there's three different unleaded products, and they're not interchangeable with each other. They're interchangeable with 100 low lead, but they're not with each other.
Right, so you know you can't mix them in a tank.
Yeah, exactly. So there's going to be a lot of confusion coming in the next 4 to 6 years.
Yeah, wow. So now we really got to pay attention.
Well, yeah. I'd never heard that the substitute fuels for 100 low lead were incompatible with each other.
Yeah, that's probably not something that's been talked about a lot.
It needs to be, and that's the thing that we got to work on. Now, do we get there eventually? There's going to be unleaded products out there, but we have to make sure. We don't have a history. We have a history with 100 low lead. We know how it reacts. We know what it does. We don't have a history with these new unleaded products. And that's the questions people need to be asking. How is it going to react over time? How is it going to affect things?
Right, right. And what's it going to do to my fuel tank? Well, but anyway.
Yeah, and the other question is, when is 100 low lead going to go away? Is there any set date for this?
2030 is the set date, but if we don't have a product that's ready by then, who knows what's going
to
happen?
Right, they'll have to push it back.
We got to be safe because we have gravity. We don't get second chances, and that's why everybody that's working on these projects are working hard to get a product that's safe. But we're going to learn stuff over time, and you know, it's important that we ask questions and understand what we're going into.
Yeah, and you're going to have a lot of possibilities for mixing those things as the availability changes. I mean, I might want to run Swift fuel, but I'm going over here and I can't get it.
Yeah,
so now what do I do?
Exactly.
And if they don't have 100 low lead, I can't buy the other guy's fuel. Yeah, it complicates things.
And then, of course, there's also there's an experimental aircraft out there using MoGas as well. They're using 94-octane ethanol-free gasoline for cars.
Yeah, and keep in mind, MoGas is designed for vehicles on the road. They can pull over. MoGas is not quality control tested. You got to make sure you know what you're getting. And it's different throughout the year. We change. We make fuel. Phillips 66, we make fuel. We understand fuel. We've been making it since 1927. And we understand fuel. And that's why we ask a lot of questions. And we don't want a mistake to happen at 300 feet because you may not get a second chance.
Yeah, that's low. That's bad.
That is a bad time to have an engine problem because of misfueling.
Yeah. Hey, one more thing. On Thursday morning at 8:30 over at the museum, Skyscape Theater, we're going to show the Bob Hoover perfecting flight video. We're going to actually show that video, and then we're going to talk about what happened on May 25th, 1978. So we're going to try to show it tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. I think it's 2:30 over at Forum 1. But you can Google Bob Hoover on the forums. But we're not sure we can do it outside. But we know we're going to show it Thursday morning at 8:30 at Skyscape.
Sounds like a place to be.
Could be very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame that Bob Hoover isn't around anymore because he could personally narrate what was going on with that. He could tell his side of the story.
Yep.
Yeah. And Bob, you know, Bob's still watching us. He loved AirVenture. I can guarantee you he's up there watching us right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I worked with the Bob Hoover Legacy Foundation and said, hey, we're going to bring Bob back to AirVenture. Bob loved AirVenture. And, you know, that's why we made T-shirts. If you come by the Phillips 66 tent and you're a pilot and I've already washed him, if you promise me that you'll wear him and tell the story about misfueling, I'll give you a T-shirt until I run out. We got coins. We got all kinds of stuff to bring awareness, to bring safety in the most important thing, and that is communication and verification of that fuel order.
Well, I really do like what you're doing with this, because this is a hidden killer. This is something that most pilots would ignore.
Yeah. There's been 6 people that have lost their lives. You know, 3 pilots and 3 passengers on one of the airplanes. And it was a tragic, you know, and unfortunately, people don't want to talk about tragedies. But if we don't talk about them, we don't get better. And that's why we created the Save a Life, Verify Fuel Type campaign, to try to bring awareness, to try to bring it to the pilot, to try to bring it to the FBO, to them to work together. And if you're a pilot and somebody says, please verify fuel type because you said top it off, don't get mad. We're asking that question because we care. We care about safety. You know, at Phillips 66, that's our mantra. Safety is number one. And we make fuel, and it doesn't matter how good I make the fuel. If you put the incorrect fuel in that aircraft, it's going to crash. And that's why Phillips 66 is 100% behind this program. And we give stickers to any FBO across America. So come by, we'll give you a packet with stickers. Take it back to your airport. It can save somebody's life.
It's very important.
Yep, very. Well, yeah, too important.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's something that's totally overlooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. All right, I want to thank you for joining us.
This is Keith Clark, courtesy of Phillips 66. We've been talking about misfueling your aircraft. Don't do it. It's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
EAA Radio.